right place here in Houston. That means committee members, lab members, staff members, but actions must follow. The dialogue at the station must begin. A study was done which indicated the diversity of programming on KPFT, but the study did not include national shows such as the BBC and the World Cafe, and did not reflect drive time programming versus non-prime time programming. There is virtually no minority or women aired on KPFT during drive time. We have established two committees this past Wednesday. One is a program screening committee, and one is a programming committee. One is open to anyone. The other one is by either election or selection. And regardless of the ultimate voting models for the labs, these committees will allow for quote-unquote minority and women to be participants in crafting the kind of inclusiveness that we want to see in the future. What remains is how these views will be respected by management. Because we feel the hearts are in the right place, I am personally very optimistic that we will see inclusiveness in the future.
Thank you, Ted. This is KPFA or KPFB Berkeley or KFCF Fresno, KPFK in Los Angeles, WPFW in Washington, D.C., and WBAI in New York stations. We will continue here until the conclusion, which should be in a few minutes of the board meeting.
And, of course, at that conclusion, we will be going back to regularly scheduled programming here at WBAI New York, and that would be the New World Gallery. Stay tuned.
These issues, to talk to the various people on this issue who are on various ends of this thing and try to bring people together, because I think there's a lot of information that's been missing from the few discussions that have been going on. I also want to say that I think it's very important that through the labs that we come up with one set of guidelines for the whole network. It makes sense that that's the thing that we do. As I've said in some comments earlier, we have to be able to do this, because if we're going to talk to other people about this issue, we've got to walk the walk. I mean, if we can't model it, we can't do it, and that's just the bottom line. And the last thing is, I have to say congratulations to the board, because I saw some good work take place this weekend. It's one of the best meetings I've been to and one of the best ones I've seen. And all of the discussions did nothing but bring about good work. So.
Thank you. I just want to remind us we have been asked to consider 5 proposals here. So I want the time to consider this package of 5 proposals.
We're done.
Huh? Okay, thank you very, very much. And I just want to apologize if it at all seemed as if I or we were not interested in this. It was just a crunch of time. Okay, but yes, thank you very much for pushing.
I had a quick question, Leslie.
Yeah, Ray.
Just one thing, Leslie. If you schedule it for next time, can you schedule us a little early?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. We're trying to, you know, move things around so that each time the same thing doesn't get short shrift. You know?
Next time, can you move us to the front so we can...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We're running out.
Yeah, we'll get something else.
Now, talking about inclusion, earlier when there were reports from KPFT, there were 3 individuals at least who mentioned the... one person mentioned specifically the dispensing not being advertised properly and the location being inappropriate for allowing many people to participate, and having no, apparently the implication was that the proper channels for access to programming were not really frustrated. Can you briefly address that in relation to what we're talking about now?
The proper access to programming?
And the notion, the very notion that the choice of this location, I guess, was not discussed properly within the community, if people feel they can't even get here.
That was an issue that was spoken to by Akua, so she would be...
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming it's a legitimate issue, so...
Well, I think it is. In fact, the suggestion had been made that it would have been better if we'd held this over at Texas Southern. There are plenty of facilities over there, and that way we can get that community more closer to KPFT and Pacifica, and I think that's true.
Well, do you have anything? I mean, I was a little bit surprised that something that elemental was not, you know, was not dealt with in an efficient, more efficient fashion, in a more democratic way.
Again, I'd like to speak to it a little bit closer, but I wasn't involved in the planning for this, so I really can't
say. So you don't perceive it as a problem at this point that Darlene says?
Well, I do see it as a problem because a national meeting like this would best be held at least sometimes in a minority community where more people will come out and get involved. And in Houston, we do have a problem with minority participation.
Okay.
I might add that that's the very point in terms of diversity that we need to understand, that that there is enormous amounts of communities that we're not reaching, that we need to be more inclusive. And I think if you went to many of those communities, you would hear the very same thing. Why aren't you advertising in our area? Why aren't you reaching out to get our participation? That is the point in terms of how diversity has to function within the station.
Deb, do you have something to answer this?
It was just a question of why this place was chosen.
Yeah, the mic. Sorry.
We looked into facilities at every area, including University of Houston, TSU. Most of us were in favor of TSU, but the problem was there was no hotels, and we have no public transportation in Houston because we are Oil City. And if you're not burning your quota of gasoline in a day, you don't count here. So it was a very difficult decision, and this place did come in way below budget, and that's why it was chosen. And the alternatives were pretty thoroughly looked into, I think. Thanks.
Okay, so I really do want to get us focused on the five recommendations or proposals for us to consider. So, Errol, can we do that?
I just wanted to say, Leslie, that maybe coming back in 3 weeks to Houston and doing this at in the community may be a good exercise. And, in fact, this is a hub city for, like, Continental Airlines, and we may be able to get cheap tickets to get in here.
We'll look into that. But, again, we did agree earlier that the place for this meeting in 3 weeks will be determined by cost, given that six of our people are in Washington, that might factor in. So there are five proposals here. I think we should take them one at a time, okay, and see where we are. The first is that the interim board established a board committee on race and nationality. I'm assuming, maybe you said this, and that's how I'm assuming it, that this committee would interact with the five city committees as well. Right. Okay. Any comments?
Yes. Very briefly, I don't think the IPNB should have any committees that are not integrated with local committees. Therefore, I would suggest that an IPNB committee on race and nationality be formed to join the existing race and nationality committees. At least one IPNB member to sit on those other committees.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand that. Let's all just remember that when we do that in that way, we have one person from Los Angeles on this board, on the interim board, and it puts a kind of, I mean, he may already be involved in that. It may not be an issue this time, but every time we say there has to be one representative from each city on a committee.
Speaking as the one person, I'm proud to be a representative from Southern California, and I'm absolutely proud to be involved in the Race and Diversity Committee, and every other committee we've been on has been productive, so I don't mind that. I think that it's essential. In our interim stage, we have uniform representation.
Okay, so.
Give us another one.
We'll talk about that after the meeting. Please read the settlement agreement. Okay. So, is there any objection to us setting up this committee?
Yeah.
Hearing none. Okay, let's just a quick show of hands. All those in favor of setting up a board committee on race and nationality, please raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six. 7, 8, 9, all those opposed, none, and any abstentions, one abstention. Okay. Well, if someone counts it differently.
There's 11 people here, 10 yes, one abstention.
Okay, I'm sorry if I, you know. Okay.
Close.
And do we get the names of those people right now?
I think that's good.
Okay, well, obviously, I think from L.A., let me see, maybe Dave Furtick could be on it. Okay, from Northern California.
I'll be more than happy to serve.
Teresa from Houston.
And since I abdicated the other one, bylaws, I'll do race and nationality.
Okay. Janice K. Bryan from BAI, Washington. Washington, do we have either? Let me see, we have two of our Washington people in the room now, Jabari and Rob. Are either of you volunteering to be on this committee? Well, I'm saying they're in the room right now. We can ask James.
James had expressed interest the last time around.
Okay, so we will ask James Ferguson.
Or maybe Marion Davis.
Well, we'll ask them, okay? So I think that's it on this item. Second item is, I said there is a diversity community charter. No, I see. The mandate for those cities where there hasn't been one set up yet to do that. Now, please correct me if my memory is not serving me right. My recollection was that the lab was supposed to play a role in making sure that the committees got set up. So really what this would be is be a mandate to the lab to ensure that the committee got set up, mm-hmm. right? Okay, and could somebody please remind us which cities don't have them so we know what we're dealing with, if you remember? Or which they do have?
KPFK has one. We know that. KPFA, I think, has one, correct?
Yes.
Right. That's David Burdick.
Very active.
KPFK does not have one, and we will have it set up within the week.
Okay,
the lab at BAI is mandated to happen, but we've just been too sidetracked with other issues. But we're going to move forward.
Okay. And does WPFW have such a subcommittee in the bylaws?
Not
the bylaws.
No. The lab, one of those
as things? Far as I've been told, nothing has happened yet at
that's
PFW.
Okay, so can we have a motion on this? That is, the motion would be that this board mandates that in the cities where they have not been set up
yet, each local advisory board have a
that the lab make sure that the committee is set up and working.
So move.
Second.
Second. Can we move right to the vote? Okay, all in favor, please raise your hand. Can somebody else count? Because my counting skills seem to have lost.
One, ten.
Ten and opposed. None and abstentions. One.
I volunteer to call. To call several other of the D.C. lab members to ask about this and also contact, talk with Sam Hussein.
Okay, great. Thank you. Yeah, repeat that, Teresa.
This is Teresa Allen. I volunteer to contact the IPNB representatives from D.C. to chair and also to talk to Sam Husseini of the lab to see about this.
Not the chair.
Serve on the committee. I'm sorry.
Right. Okay, third, national staff. That would be that we would be mandating that the national staff make as a priority, because prioritize is not actually a word, but to make as a priority national programming on the race and diversity issues. Any discussion on that? Can we have a motion to that effect?
Well, I like the idea, but I'm not sure what it means. I mean, how does it become implemented? What are the mechanics? How do we make it happen?
Again, David.
Yeah, maybe somebody could. Steve, you want to speak to that?
Well, what we envision is a program that starts to
the KPFA signal area
and people who work in a variety of diversity communities to begin talking about how you begin to bring in diversity issues, how you talk about issues on race, what goes on in particular communities of color in regards to issues of race and diversity. And to talk about infrastructure issues from a station point of view.
I'm sorry, that's on the national programming? Or that's the paid national coordinator?
Mandating
that the national staff...
Right. That's the national staff programming is a proposal that we have, and what we'll do is we'll send it around for people as talking points of the idea of a four-hour program that incorporates both national and local programming on issues of race that cover the very topics that I just mentioned, to begin that kind of discussion so that we can begin as a unified body to talk about how to get where we need to go.
Can we then couch it in the context of it being a expression of the board that it's a high priority that we achieve? Or I mean, in other words, if you have a proposal yet to be distributed, we can't vote on it until we see it, but we can say it's a priority to pursue this sort of thing.
Carol?
I've heard from station managers and others the desire for national programming to be coming out of local stations. To allocate national staff time might not be the way to get this done. It might be something that if it were generated locally through a coordinated effort would produce that national programming. Is that within the description of what you mean?
Yes, that's exactly what the description would be. What we envision is each station producing their own component to a programming, mm-hmm. that would fall under a national broadcast. but it would be primarily produced by local stations from their particular constituency.
Can I suggest another maybe variation on this or nuance to this? And that is, the next proposal is that it's for a short-term paid national coordinator, that one of the functions, one of the jobs, if this board agrees that should be hired, one of the jobs would be to make sure that this happens, that the coordination with the five stations happen in a way to produce a national program.
That would be great.
That would be a place for it to go.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, Jabari had his hand up before on this. Did I miss you, Jabari?
No, I'm just waiting.
Do you want to speak?
What was this present motion?
Well, I think you would now move to the paid national coordinator first. Then.
Right. We were talking about the idea of this board mandating to the national staff that as a priority there should be work on a national programming about this. But we've sort of morphed into something else now.
I think
massaged it a little bit here.
I just want to raise the point that from the last meeting in Berkeley, we mandated or directed that there would be 2 hours of bylaws programming done on each station each week, which hasn't been done. We can pass these things, but you're not going to enforce them, and they're not going to get done. And we haven't had those discussions on what are the priorities of the organization. And this is just part of what I see as the problem. We got a group of committed people who want to get something done, so they make a presentation, but we haven't put it in a mix of what we as a board see should be the highest priority with given limited resources of people, time, and money. And I just have a fundamental problem with us making decisions because certain groups put pressure to do things, and we don't subsume those wishes within the totality of what we think we need to do versus what we want to do. And we haven't got national bylaws programming or local bylaws programming for 2 hours a week out of 168 hours a week of programming, which I think is more important right now than anything else. And now we want to take this on, which I see, and I'm black, and I get discriminated against every damn day. I don't see this as more important than some of the other things that I have on my list of importance. But we won't discuss that because I don't have a group pushing what I think is important. So I just think that while it sounds good, I don't know what the action item is going to come out of this thing for. I don't see why we are going to make budgetary decisions or things that will affect the budgetary decisions of the stations, let alone the staff decisions, and we don't have an input from the station managers to see not only if they think it's a good idea, but could they actually possibly do it?
Jabari, can I?
So I'm just opposed to it, and right. I'm thinking that we're not approaching this in the correct manner.
Does he have any recommendations?
No. Well, can I just suggest though that we. That was the proposal that was put before us. We then just had a brief discussion about it. Sure, it wasn't very long. But through that discussion, the proposal changed. And, in fact, what we got to was that there needs to be discussion between the five stations mm-hmm. about how to do this. That there's another proposal here, which is true, we haven't acted on yet, that we would support a short-term position, not a permanent position, a short-term position on the national level to coordinate a lot of the work around the race and diversity issues, and that this could be part of the job of that person, but not that this person would sit in an office and make a program and do it, but it would come out of the discussions with and amongst the five stations. So we're not actually still discussing the original proposal. It's changed somewhat.
If I may make a point, too, the process of learning what we did by going back into the field taught us certain things about why those things don't happen or why there were difficulties. I don't think it's a question in my mind that stations weren't eager to figure out ways to do programming. They just didn't have an idea of how to really kind of talk about it. So what we learned was that we had to come up with ways to be a roadmap for how you can get these kind of discussions and bring in other kinds of voices who are much more experienced about talking about these issues and to present these proposals to stations so they'd have something much more concrete to work with.
Let me tell you my experience. I'm confused.
Can we hear from Jim on this and then we'll get back to
you? Yeah, I can speak for KPFA and say that we did do, in fact, 2 hours of bylaws programming every week, but I can also speak for the other stations by saying that we would be willing to work in terms of having programming of this type and that we'll figure out how to do it.
Thank you, Jim.
My thinking is that what this group needs to do is to develop comprehensive proposals for programming or whatever else that needs to be done. And it doesn't need to come top down. It needs to come bottom up. Okay? And that's... I mean, we as a board have too much to do, okay? And I think they would be better off figuring out how to write those proposals and submit them to the stations, because that's where it's going to have to get done anyway. It's not going to get done at this level. It's going to get done at that level.
Okay, Raphael and Teresa.
Jabari, the thing is that this proposal has come from the bottom up, and the struggle and the work and the conclusions of this committee have come from the bottom up. And what we've experienced in our work from the bottom up is that we need reciprocity from the top down. This is not something that's going to come from the top down. It has come from the bottom up. But the fact of the matter is that structurally and organizationally, you can't have an organizational momentum and purpose without having an organizational expression of it. And the reality is that the managers and the program directors do not have the kind of free time and attention to devote to this. There needs to be an individual, at least one individual, nationally, and in my personal opinion, one individual at every station, whose focus is this. The task is immense to develop diversity trainings, to develop town hall meetings, to seminars, to develop dialogue among the staff, to develop dialogue with the community, to take on questions of programming. It is a full-time job for one person at each station, at a minimum. You've got to have at least someone at the national level to help us work. We're a disparate group of people who it is very difficult to have these kind of discussions on email and to pay our own phone bills and so on. Even a part-time staff person that could have an overview. You can't have a successful initiative without one person playing a leading role and having an overview. That's what a leader is for, and we need someone who can communicate with Dan Coughlin and with you guys on our behalf. There needs to be a committee formed. The network has to take this seriously and give it an organizational expression, period.
Thank you, Raphael.
Leslie, there is a consideration here that just hadn't occurred. I got swept up in this, and this is a resolution, but we didn't get to see the resolution in writing in advance, unlike the other resolutions, right?
That is true, and we have tried to move in a direction where we circulate resolutions in advance so that the board can consider it. At the same time, you know, I can't say the word happens. You know, there is the real world. So, you know, someone could suggest, you could suggest, if that's what you want to do, that it is inappropriate for us to act on this right now. I would urge us not to take that approach. The issue is not new. We made a commitment in Berkeley. This is the next step coming out of work that has begun over the last several months. So even though we didn't get it in writing in advance, and again, we are moving in that direction to get more of the things that we need to consider at these meetings in writing in advance, I would urge us to not let that be a barrier to moving on this now.
Well,
But again, if the board doesn't share that perspective, then, you know, we'll do what the board
Carol's
wants.
Going to help us out.
Carol?
Well, I'm not going to help us out. I have a very big problem because we just ratified an unbalanced budget. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know where the money is. I want to fund this, but I can't look at the budget and say what we're going to cut. And I can't say where the money is coming from. That's very painful for me. I think maybe this is a lot higher priority than some of the other things we just approved. All right, so, or maybe not. I'm uncomfortable with having it ratified an unbalanced budget. I don't really want to commit the foundation to spending more money we don't have. That's a problem for me. You understand my position? I'm suffering. I want to fund this. I don't see where the money is. I don't have a budget to draw from.
Rob.
Thank you.
Maybe Rob's going to help.
This is an important issue, and it's an issue that Pacifica has to take some leadership on across the board. And I think there's some concrete things which are emerging from this, and I'd just like to try to say something positive about this. In terms of the issue of a program on race and diversity, probably most of the people here remember when the president had a commission that John Hope Franklin was leading, mm-hmm. and there were town hall meetings that, mm-hmm. that were televised. I think a topic which probably has more interest than any other topic in the country should be made something that's accessible and interesting, you know, to people of all stripes in the context of like this. So one of the things that I think that you talked about that would be great is work on developing a program about this at one of the signal areas and get it to the point where we can begin putting it, you know, running it on all of the stations. But I think it's got to be something that's done sufficiently so that it's accessible to people and so that it really gets at the heart of the issues. And you really need to find people not only that understand the sociology and stuff like that, but that can present it clearly and simply to ordinary people. The other thing is, and we've talked about this for years now, when we hold our meetings, these board meetings, 9 times out of 10, they're in locations that most people in the community can't get to. The schedule of the meetings and the structure of the meetings do not support minorities and, you know, new Americans and working people coming in and participating. The events that we include do not reach out to people in the community. Sometimes the way we conduct the meetings, when people get really hot, we get very, very uncivil, and that doesn't bring people into the Pacifica process. We've talked about this, we've written to each other about it, but it's something that we as a board should just do, and you should work with this. Every time we do something concrete as an organization that changes the way we behave about these issues, I think we make progress, and I think we'd love to work with you on some of those things. The programs would be wonderful. Start working on it. We'll support you all we can.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the, I think, main issues of dealing with diversity and awareness is keeping the issue in front of your nose at all times. Because we talk about it at meetings, we go back, and we spend time talking about bylaws, talking about programming, talking about everything else. And then we get back in meetings and we talk about diversity. And we need to recognize that at the Berkeley meeting, the motion that was passed adopted the goals of the Pacifica Now Conference relating to the race and diversity issue, race and nationality issue. I keep calling it different things. And one of those things was that each station had a person, I'm not sure if it was, I don't recall whether it was paid or and or unpaid staff, but assign a person to track this stuff.
Yeah.
And to monitor it. But we're all putting out fires every day, every night, all of us all. I mean, I'm not talking about the board, I'm talking about all y'all in the audience and in the listening audience as well. So what we need to do is make sure that our lab subcommittees actually monitor that and seek to implement those goals. And we just got to keep it in front of our faces, that's all. But it's there, we just got to do it. And I dare say all of us have been so focused on so many things that I know I have fallen down on this to a degree, and nonetheless we try. So I just hope that we can, when we go back to our respective signal areas tomorrow, we call the station manager, the shop steward, the people there, and say, hey, who's doing it? What's up?
I'm sorry, Ray was next, and then myself.
Yeah, I think what Jabari said earlier, though, is valid, and we should separate the statement that he made that we shouldn't stumble from issue to issue. And I know it's difficult. We all overwork, but we should try to have a clear vision as to what we want to achieve and organize ourselves a set of priorities. That being said, this is indeed a priority for me, and the proposal is for a short-term position. And I think that we should look at some of the decisions we made, and if we decide to let one of those initiatives remain dormant for a while, we'll do that if we have to. And I understand Carol's concern about money. However, if I'm in the hospital having an operation for something and I realize something else is wrong with me, I'll have to pay a little bit more to get the other stuff done. And this one has to be done. It encompasses every single of aspect of interaction and within our network. And to me, one of the biggest weakness here is really the sad stage of functioning of the labs, and that hopefully will be an impetus for us to get the lab, because this is, for me, this is a clear occasion where the lab would show initiative and develop outreach and processes to get this very important process going.
I was going to call myself for a second. Again, I want to remind us on the board and everyone else too that in the budget discussion, we agreed that the whole budget needs to be adjusted and, you know, that looked at and adjusted where necessary for to be brought back to us in December. But in particular, the national staffing needs to be looked at. So I believe that there is room in there to look at this. The issue is, are we making a commitment today that to do what we can? I don't think anybody expects us, is demanding of us that we, turn, I can't think of a metaphor, but you know what I mean? We can't move mountains, but we can make a commitment to look for ways to make sure this gets done. That's A. B, I understand and certainly agree with the concerns that Carol raises about money. Just to be clear with folks, I'm not upset that we pass a budget with a deficit. I mean, I don't like that. I don't think that that's a model for how we should always function. But sometimes in the world we live in, you pass budgets that have a deficit. The point is to make plans to get out of that deficit, to move beyond it. And I don't think that the amount of money that we're talking about here for a short-term paid coordinator, and we're not even sure if this is necessarily a full-time job, I'm not sure how much money it's going to be, but I don't think that it's that much money that we're really talking about. We haven't talked about the financial resources. There were some items laid out for what it's needed for, but I think we would need, a more spelled-out budget from those, the committee that's working on this to make a more realistic estimate, and we would have to talk to the controller and the executive director and sort all that out. But I think in part what I'm hearing from folks, because I think they understand that because we didn't get a written proposal in advance, there's a limit to how far we can go and how detailed we go. They're asking for a direction from us, a commitment to move in a certain direction without dotting every I and crossing every T. Is that right? Is that, okay, thank you.
So,
Carol and David.
I would like to say that we've moved on two things, which is to get an IPNB member bird-dogging this in all five stations in coordination with the local diversity committee in each area. At KPFA, we've had our diversity, race and national committee, nationality committee of our lab that's been very active and has met every week for many months now. So maybe I would suggest that committee could coordinate with the rest and come up with a proposal and bring it back for a budget. But even on a volunteer basis, somebody on that committee could serve as the national coordinator for a short period of time until we have a budget for it. I'm sort of volunteering, perhaps, the KPFA committee that already exists. Is that within the realm of possibility?
It is?
Yeah, Ted's the chair. What do you say, Ted?
Absolutely.
What is it? We have a lab, race, and nationality committee. It's been meeting every week for 4 or 5 months, and that's the committee. Diversity committee in each area is that committee. No, this is separate. This is a diversity committee in each area. That's the diversity committee of the lab. We already voted to do that. Mm-hmm. KPFA's lab diversity committee is very active. Could they spearhead perhaps serving as a short-term national coordinator until we can get someone paid? No. Yes, no.
The answer is yes, I think, in terms of us finding the person to run that position from one of the people who've been involved in that area, we decide who would be the best person to go forward on that in terms of doing that. But yes, absolutely, we would be willing to have that done. We have a couple of recommendations we'd like to throw at you real quick to get some feedback on.
But I'm assuming that will be provided the other areas accept that proposal, of course.
We just had a
statement from Jim from KPFK.
A.
Don't take our time.
KPFA has volunteered to pick up the cost for a couple of months in regards to these issues.
Okay.
All right.
To back that up, Rob Robinson and I were just talking about what we could do is search out grant money. I mean, we could either do that before the case or after the case. I mean, you can put it in the budget. I mean, for diversity issues, there is tons of grant money out there.
Right.
Yeah. There's no reason we can't find
right.
it. None.
Yes.
All exactly. the money we need.
Yeah.
Right.
For all these things, for the diversity training for
excellent.
All of us.
I think in combination with the KPFA commitment that just came forth. Sometimes grants take several months to get going,
yeah.
you know, so it's not an either or.
The other recommendation we would have is that the initial program that we would produce, we would use as a fundraiser to raise the money or any other additional monies to cover any other additional costs. We believe that would be something that we can raise funds around.
Right.
Okay, so we need to look into that. So where are we now in the motions before the proposals that were brought before us?
I think we have sense of the
committee. Can someone summarize this as a motion that we can then vote on? That's what I'm looking for.
How about if I do that?
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you.
Madam Chair, I believe that we have a sense of committee.
There she goes again with the Madam Chair.
Oh, fearless leader. Okay. I think we have more than a sense of committee here. I believe that I move that we accept KPFA's offer to temporarily finance the National Paid Coordinator. And I move that we have a sense of the committee that we initiate submissions for grants to finance this and that we discuss this at the December meeting.
Okay, and one other element, that the national coordinator, one of their jobs would be to work with the five stations on the development of national programming on this work.
Is that also included in there that the KPFA committee that's existing would act as, in that capacity of putting forward the coordinator that Steve and Ted are both on that committee, right?
Yes.
And Mary.
Okay. Well, can we just...
Okay. Let's try to find out who it is.
My resolution...
Well, we don't know. Well, that committee, the whole
we
committee...
We have a second, Leslie.
Committee.
Yeah, the whole committee was...
Yeah.
No, not the... Which committee would pick
the diversity committee.
The National Diversity Committee.
No,
was, no, but what I'm suggesting is that I think the ground shifted a little bit when KPFA offered to pay somebody. Right. So it seems to me the committee, the national committee, which includes people from the board and people from each city, could figure out who that national person should be.
Fine.
Right?
I didn't understand we shifted that ground.
Do we have a second, Leslie?
Yeah. A second. David seconded. Jabari?
Sharice, would you write that down for me?
Oh.
The motion that... What Teresa proposed, from what I could understand... We don't have to do anything. If Jim says that he's going to allow funds from his budget to go to this activity, mm-hmm. we as a board, unless we want to prevent that from happening, don't have to pass a resolution to say it has to happen.
No, but what it does, which is true, it's absolutely right, we don't have to. The question is to lend our support as a national board to this effort. So it's basically a motion supporting.
It needs to be a national office person, and you do have to.
It is a national position. It's a national position wherever a person works at it.
But okay,
and it's I think again as I read, and this is maybe a very good example of why it helps us have stuff in writing, you know, to really be able to grapple with it. But I think what is being called for here, and what makes sense, is that to give kind of. And I hate to say stamp of approval, but something like, you know, to say that this national board right? In as a follow-up to the commitment we made in June, agrees that this is a logical projection, next step in the work, and that we support this effort. And it's not action on our part, but it's public support on record.
Policy. Yeah, here's my it's an issue of process and not issue. We took an editorial stand against the death penalty after Joyce had brought up he wanted us to actually endorse a policy, and we said we couldn't endorse it, so we came up with an editorial policy. We made an editorial policy about this impending military action against Iraq. Okay, that's a statement of the board which doesn't require allocations of funds or energy. Now, this particular issue is something I will say none of us disagrees with the content of dealing with it. My issue is one of process. We can certainly say, yeah, we agree with it and go do your thing, but I think it would be better, because we don't have anything in writing. I don't know what the stated outcome of their activities is supposed to produce. Are there going to be seminars? Are there going to be books? Are there going to be what activities that I can see will affect people in Houston, that will affect people in D.C., that affect people wherever is going to come out of this, other than the fact that the people who are already participating in it are going to get a little bit more out of it? And I'm an engineer, and I'm thinking, okay, you do something, you make it, you put in a cause. What is the, you know, what is the effect of it? And I'm just leery of again doing something because it's got that nice, you know, fuzzy warm feeling. But when I look at the outcome, okay, what are we producing out of it? We made a directive as a board to do a specific thing in June with the bylaws programming. To most extent, that hasn't happened throughout the network. I requested that there be an accounting of all our programming at each station. That hasn't occurred.
That's not true.
I haven't received any accounting of any of the programming.
It was in the report.
I'm sorry, did you get the
No. But my point is,
okay,
we'll
get to that later.
My point is simple. If we keep taking on things that don't produce specific outcomes that we can foresee and mandate and require so that we can assess how well we are doing the thing. If we have no accountability, and, you know, we keep talking about accountability. I put that thing into the packet about accountability. Accountability is more than rhetoric. Accountability has to be tangible. Accountability has to be trackable. Accountability has to be something you can measure. We need to go through that process with everything we do so that we can have accountability.
Thanks, Robin.
Well, again, Jabari, you know, one of the reasons that the bylaws programming didn't occur as it should have is there was no one responsible. There was no place where the buck stopped at a national level to make sure it happened. There was no one to whom people should be accountable to make sure it happened. And what you need to do is to do this kind of thing with enabling legislation, so to speak, with structures that make it able to occur rather than leaving it to the women, will, and individual initiative of individual people in individual locations. With respect to the role and the goals and the purpose of such a position, those have been laid out very, very clearly in the Race and Nationality Resolution in the first place. It's very clear that what we're talking about here is that there should be a person who should oversee the development of some kind of national program with respect to race and nationality, that should encourage the formation of local collectives to do that kind of programming, that should either facilitate the ability of local people to generate local connections with diversity trainers, or to find a person who could travel the country, for example, nationally doing this kind of thing, to coordinate with the managers and program directors to make sure the kind of programming can get on the air. It's a very straightforward set of things. You're developing some training sessions, you're developing some on-air activities, you're developing some town hall meetings, you're developing program proposals,
and
developing collectives, and so on.
This is my problem. everything you just listed, all that litany of things, you should come to the board with, here's our proposal. We want A, B, C, D, E. It would take these kind of positions with these kind of skills at this cost structure.
Listen, folks. It's a quarter to four.
Because this is, I'm trying to help you. I'm not trying to impede. I'm trying to help you because people are not used to managing projects because we haven't had that experience.
Sorry, I'm a former program director.
Please,
of the network.
I'm trying to help you understand where my dilemma is and what my concerns are. I'm not trying to prevent you. I'm trying to give you something so you can satisfy me, so I can see where this energy will be going to create tangible outcomes.
Okay, let's just have a discussion. We have a motion on the floor, right? We have a motion on the floor. And
call the question.
Quarter to four, and I haven't been to the bathroom since, you know, many hours.
Let's talk about, let alone breakfast or lunch.
Also, I just need to say we are, I think, going to go off the air in a moment or two. Or maybe we have already, but I just want to thank everybody again who helped with the broadcast. Yeah, call the question.
I would like to call the question, which means that I would like to cut off debate on the subject, and that's a non-debatable motion. Can we take a roll call to see if we cut off debate now?
What about the person that made the motion? Can I?
No. When a motion has been called, I, as the chair, will ask each of you if you support going to the vote.
To call the question.
So all those in favor of calling the question. Oh, he wants the motion.
The motion is not on the being.
No, but he wants to know if he's ready to cut off the debate.
Entitled, when the question's been called, you're entitled to have the motion read, so you know what.
That's what we're getting.
Okay, I move that we acknowledge the offer by KPFA to temporarily fund the national coordinator on race and nationality, and that we have a sense of committee to lend our support to this effort, that there be a grant writing effort to fund this, and that we have an understanding that we would discuss this at the December IPNB meeting. Four things.
Okay.
All those in favor of calling the question, that is, all those in favor of limiting debate and then moving to the vote on the motion.
Terminating debate.
What did I say?
Limiting.
I'm sorry, terminating. Severely limiting as this terminating debate. Okay. All in favor of that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All opposed? 1. Okay, so the question has been called. We move right to a vote on the motion,
we
don't have to read
close
again.
Close to the end here, folks.
Read.
So hang on.
All those in favor of the motion, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, all opposed.
I'm sorry.
10, all opposed. Abstentions, 1. Okay, so the motion carries. I think that we are.
Thank you, Jim.
The personnel committee was supposed to give a report. David mentioned to me, David Ferdig was the chair of the committee, that he would be willing to skip that, which is a good thing.
Well, I've got a really great report, but basically it's mostly good news.
Okay, so. Perhaps the report could be circulated via other means. And posted on the website. Therefore, we have concluded the work of this weekend. We will reconvene in 3 weekends, once you know where. And then again, Sambra, I want to thank everybody on the board who's hung in there to this late hour, and everybody else who's been with us. And again, thank all the Houston people who really helped with all the logistics.
Leslie, I'm sorry. I've been told by Serene that the date we pick falls in the middle of a fund drive for 4 out of the 5 stations.
The what?
The date for the weekend. Well, if we have to have fun,
so we can't air it.
Maybe she can tell us a little bit more.
So we can't air it?
I think if you truly want listeners.
We don't hear you.
I think we should talk.
This is talking about the special meeting of the Inter-Pacific National Board.
During this.
So we will find out whether that will preempt a day of the fund drive or not at KPFA and KPFK and WBAI and WPFW.
You could do that.
And we will be talking to you as listeners about that soon. We want to tell you that there will be a follow-up program if you're listening on the Internet on kpftx.org and wbix.org if you want to hear a follow-up program on the Internet. That's where you can tune. I have a few people to thank back at KPFA's studios for making this broadcast satellite uplink happen. First of all, I want to thank Mary Tilson for waiting patiently and for port operating the last part of this. She'll be along shortly on KPFA and KPFB Berkeley and KFCF Fresno. I want to thank Christopher Martinez and Lisa Ballard, Michael Yoshida, Dev Ross, and Mary Bishop. And I want to thank all of the stations around the network for carrying this today. WPFW in Washington, D.C., KPFK in Los Angeles, and WBAI in New York. KPFT was broadcasting or webcasting this on their website. And with that, we do wrap up this meeting of the Interim Pacifica National Board meeting, Warwick Hotel in Houston, Texas. I'm Jim Bennett, the Interim General Manager of KPFA. We return you now to your local stations for hopefully some of the programs that you're used to hearing on a Sunday afternoon and early Sunday evening almost in some particular locales. Keep listening to all of these Pacifica radio stations, and please stay tuned.
Of Free Thought, Sundays, 6:30 to 7 p.m. on WBAI 99.5 FM. News, views, issues, and culture from the free-thinking perspective. Atheists, agnostics, humanists, skeptics, and others.
As the corporate media and mainstream politics are sliding down the slope of born-again public piety, tune in to Equal Time for Free Thought, Sundays at 6:30 p.m. on WBAI. For a refreshing alternative, with reason, science, and secular ethics, but without religion or other supernatural beliefs.
Free your mind, focus on human needs and interests in the here and now. There is nothing else.
Tuned to High Five, WBAI 99.5 on your FM dial, New York.
Music is a mistake. It's the most noise conveying the least information. See, I come from a silent world. I never heard my parents say, if we're going out to eat, let's find a quiet restaurant.
I don't drink coffee, I take tea, my dear. I like my toast on the when I talk, I'm an Englishman in New York.
This is Quentin Crisp on WBAI in New York City. You have to work quite hard to understand the radio.
And you're listening to 99.5 FM WBAI here at Pacifica Radio in New York. And you were listening earlier to the interim Pacifica board meeting in Houston at the, I think they were at the Warwick Hotel. And it went a little bit longer than we expected. We would hope to be gone by, they were going to be off and the meeting adjourned at around maybe 3:30, 3 o'clock. And as you can tell, it was extended. So we have the World Gallery. New World Gallery. Chico's going to freaking kill me when somebody sees me. And today's host is going to be Nelson Rodriguez. And he's going to do a short version, as he says, of the New World Gallery. So this is WBAI, 99.5 FM New York, Pacifica Radio with the New World Gallery.
Flight on the wing of a prayer, spirits coming down, bringing peace. I expand throughout time and space. Intestinal fortitude, lose to new things that intrude to the chaos note. Society breaks up into warring fragments. The peace is never untouched, still waters run deep. Deeper than the abyss, never miss, you never miss. Be I remiss to dismiss this peace. Like strings of a violin, levitating from within to transcend all usual strife, drama, misnomers, like Homer's Iliad. I travel on through choppy waters.
Welcome to the New World Gallery. My name is Nelson Radames, sitting in for Chico Alvarez today. And, well, he'll be back next week, and I'll be doing a short version of the New World Gallery. And I started up with Omar Sosa from his CD entitled Sentir from the label OTA. And I thought it would be appropriate to start with this piece. This piece is entitled Rojo Chango. And it's a hopeful piece in a world that is very much in chaos in terms of peace, you know. So I started off with that, and I'm going to continue with another. Actually, this was a Cuban pianist, and he's very deep in his music and his compositions. Omar Sosa. And he was nominated for the awards, the Grammy, Latin Grammys. He was nominated for that for the third celebration of the Latin Grammys on the Latin Jazz division. But unfortunately, his countryman, Gonzalo Rubalcaba, won. So anyway, another countryman that we're going to is the Lewis Trio. And we're going to listen to a tune entitled Salsera right here on WBAI 99.5 FM.